Joining us now in the NPR studios are Jerry Seib, who is the national political editor of the Wall Street Journal, and Michael Kelly, who is the editor of the New Republic. Mike, let me ask you this question. The president is going to involve himself this week with staffing problems and cabinet choices. Do you think the president has gotten any better at this in the last 4 years? He made some fairly disastrous choices the first time around and had a difficult first few months of his presidency because of it.
Well, what struck me about the tone in today's press conference and the last few days since the election is that precisely that you I don't see a great departure from the sort of ad hoc or ad lib nature of the Clinton presidency. I think that that's still an enduring trait. You have a sense of something that is going along from day to day. And some of the things that came up in policy issues at this press conference reflect that there is a certain inevitability to a few days after the election hearing from the president that, as a matter of fact, yes, those troops in Bosnia will not be coming home, and that a sense that no one really has any idea or strategy of how to deal with this, but they're going to do what they've done before in policy and in personnel, which is to fly by the seat of their pants and keep moving quickly. It's a sort of like a shark presidency. It keeps going forward and forward and hopes it all works.
What about the suggestion that the president is making that he can work with Republicans? He might even have some Republicans in the cabinet. Do you think that's a real idea?
I think it's a very smart idea and a very sort of a Clinton idea for a president who is facing a Republican Congress that has a broad array of issues, ethical issues, scandal issues that they can attack him on. I think it's a tactical idea, not a policy idea, but probably a smart one for him to invite Republicans on board and paint himself as he did in this press conference and as he did in his acceptance speech as the bipartisan center coalition president. In hopes that then if Republicans attack him on something like influence peddling scandals or some of the other things that are out there, he can then say that they are not respecting the wishes of the public, that the public wants a centrist, coalition-minded government, and he's trying to do that, and they're only trying to score political points.
The Wall Street Journal, the Wall Street Journal had that story this morning that the president was thinking about Republicans in the cabinet. Do you have any inside view of who it might be, Jerry?
Well, no more than we reflected in that piece. I think it's not likely to be Colin Powell. I mean, that would be a dream come true, but I think there are signals being sent that he's less than interested. I think Bill Cohen, the retiring senator from Maine, is a fairly logical candidate to run the Central Intelligence Agency. You know, Tom Kaine, the former governor of New Jersey, is being discussed as a potential education secretary. Maybe Warren Rudman, the former senator from New Hampshire, who was always a bipartisan figure in the Senate. So people like that, the names are floating around. I think you can go too far down this path, frankly. I mean, it's very difficult in a situation which is by nature partisan for people from the other side of the fence to leap into your side of the fence and really be effective. It gets very difficult very fast.
What do you make of the talk about campaign finance reform right now? The president spoke of this as a propitious moment because he said the press and the public are so interested in it. Do you get the sense that Democrats and Republicans in Washington really are potentially in alignment here to do something?
Well, in some ways, yes. But I mean, I have to think that if you're a political figure, one of the things you look at in this election is the fate of Linda Smith, a congresswoman from Washington State who was the champion of campaign finance reform in the House, stood side by side with Ross Perot pushing this boulder up the hill last year. And she lost. And so you say to yourself, what's the gratitude from voters if you actually push campaign finance reform? Everybody says they want it in theory. Nobody seems to appreciate it in practice. So I guess I'm still a little skeptical. There is a lot of agreement, bipartisan agreement, on some elements of a bill, the McCain-Feingold bill, but no real agreement on how to deal with this foreign money question. And no real agreement on what the Republicans are going to throw into the mix, which is what do you do about labor money? I mean, that's just dynamite for Democrats, and it's not easily resolved.
Michael Kelly.
One thing I wanted to add. One thing I agree with the skepticism, and one thing that I'm very skeptical about is that we will see any continuation of the talk that we saw in the last few days of the campaign, that there would be a bipartisan call for a special prosecutor or independent counsel to look into the criminal nature of all this. That, I think, is going to go away quietly very fast. There's absolutely no real interest, given the Wild West sort of bizarre nature of the both parties' fundraising in the last few years that they really want to open that up.
I was going to say it would be a Pandora's box for both parties, wouldn't it, to investigate where this money is coming from and what it's really being used for?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the last couple of years, you know, every time you pick up the paper, you see another story about the Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee offering breakfast and a pedicure with the president for $125,000, or a lunch and a manicure with the Speaker of the House for $50,000. Nobody really wants to have a tough-minded prosecutor who understands how influence peddling works look into that.
What about this change in staff? There have been real turnovers in second-term presidents, as Reagan is the most recent. Does this is this a signal a time of turmoil, or what do you think, Jerry?
I don't really think so. I mean, one of the odd things is that people are looking at this transition and talking about rats jumping off a sinking ship. This happens every time, and most of the people who are leaving, we all knew they were going to leave by and large, and so this is just what happens when there's a transition. There hasn't been one of these for a while in Washington, and people forget.
Thanks very much to both of you. Mike Kelly is the editor of The New Republic. Jerry Seib is the national political editor of The Wall Street Journal.